بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The school of Ahlul Bayt has two dimensions. One is belief and one is a practice. And both are important. And the practice has to match the belief. The orthodoxy represents the belief and the orthopraxy represents the practice. When it comes to the belief system of the school of Ahlul Bayt, it's number one. It's coherent, consistent with this book. It is logical, rational, sound, resound, articulate. Shia Islam is hardwired in this book. Everything we have in our principle, in our doctrine, in our aqidah is here. Embedded in this book. It's from this book. Nothing is foreign to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first person who uttered the term Shia was the Prophet Muhammad himself. According to the books of Hadith, the Prophet once saw Imam Ali walking towards him with a number of the companions. He said, هذا وشيعته من أهل الجنة. هذا وشيعته هم الفائزون. This man and his followers and his friends are the successful ones, are the people of paradise. He, the Prophet, introduced this term. And almost in all book of hadith, in both aisles, in both traditions, the Prophet says, I am going to leave behind me two weighty things. Kitab Allah wa itrati ahla bayti. So follow these two things. Follow the Book of God, the Holy Quran, and follow those who practice it and interpret it for you. They interpret this book, and this is my family, wa itrati ahla bayti. In Sahih Muslim, three times the Prophet says, أوصيكم الله في أهل بيتي. أوصيكم الله في أهل بيتي. I remind you, God. I remind you by God to take care of my family. This is my tradition. So this is the first point here. When it comes to doctrine, the doctrine is safe. But when it comes to some practices, we have a problem. Are all rituals that we do, the Shia do, authentic? They have roots in the Quran, all their customs, all their traditions? No, it's not. It's not. And therefore, we have to work. We have to take our community back to the true Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. to the manner of the Prophet, to the path of the Prophet and our Imams, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, the Imams who represent and succeed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, what should be done? We have some delinquencies in some areas. One of them, this book. We don't take care of this book very well. I mentioned many times and I keep reminding ourselves. For some of us, few of us, dua is more important than the Quran. They read dua kumail, but they don't read the Quran. They come to the mosque, they ask, what time is dua kumail? So they come at 10 dua kumail, but when it comes to the Quran, the session is empty. This is not right. This is not good. This is not what the Prophet wants us to do, neither what the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, including Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, wants us to do. They want us to take care of this book, to implement this book, to read, to memorize, to understand, to reflect, to practice this book. Allah, Allah bil Quran. Practice this book. Make it part of your daily life. Make it your favorite book. Make it a bestseller in your house, in your community, in your country, in your society, among your children. Encourage them to read, to understand the translation, the tafsir of this book. This is a gem, hidden gem. Sometimes we search for some entertainment in a movie, in a story, in a fiction, where you have this book next to you, but you don't get it. You don't go to it. You don't pick it up. You don't read it. This is the light. This is the real light. This is the success in this book, hidden in this book. Shia mosques and Shia Islamic centers and Shia circles and Shia families have to take care of this book more than dua. This is first, dua is second. This is a primary, dua is secondary. Whatever is in the dua is taken from this book. Whether it's a dua introduced by Imam Ali, by Imam Hussein, by Imam Zainul Abidin, by other Imams, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, it's taken from this book here. Let's go back to ourselves. Let's fix this problem. Let's promote the culture of the Holy Quran, respecting the Quran, understanding the Quran, following the Quran in our homes, in our dealings. Quran is abused by the Muslims, abused. We only remember the Quran when we have a death in the family. That's the only time people listen to the Quran. As if Quran came only for death. As if Quran came with Israel, when there is death, so you listen to the Quran. But when there is happiness, you don't care about the Quran. This is mistreatment of this book. This is the first point. The second point, we are not taking care of the prayers, the salat, as well. Salat is being abused. Salat has manners. Salat has adab. Nawafil, our imams, they teach us to conduct nawafil. Some of the nawafil are before these extra prayers. Are before the mandatory ones. Some of them are after. Take care of your nawafil. Once in a while, stand for Salatul Layl. Let tahajjud be part of your life, part of your tradition. Imam al-Sadiq says, لا تنال شفاعتنا يوم القيامة مستخفا بصلاته. Our shafa'ah, our intercession, our help would not reach a person who disrespects his prayers or her prayers. Not the one who doesn't pray. The one who doesn't pray, I don't know what will happen to him. Don't ask me. But if that person disdains the prayers, istighfaf, disrespects, what are the manifestations of disrespect? Is when you leave your prayers to the last thing. You go, you eat, you speak to people, you do shopping, you go and check your emails, and then if you have extra time, you do your prayers. This is disrespect. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. When you hear the adhan, wherever you are, even if you are in a public place, as long as you do not encroach on people's properties, you don't trespass, or
you are not taking from people's time, then stand and pray. What's wrong with that? I enjoy sometimes praying at the gate before the flight. I don't care, people watching me, people. Free country. The one who drinks alcohol also, he's free. Nobody will go to him and tell him, hey, there are kids, don't drink alcohol. Take care of your salat. If you are at home and it is possible to conduct the jama'ah with your wife, with your children, do it, jama'ah. If not, in your room. But do not delay the prayers. Do not do your prayers very fast and super fast. Especially when you do your prayers by yourself. Take your time, especially in sujood. This is the best, this is the most, the holiest moment of your life when you put your forehead on the ground. Take care of your salat. We have to take care of our salat. In the masjid here, adab al-salat, we have to respect the salat. Don't do sujood and ruku' before the imam. Jama'ah has manners, has rules and regulations. We have to observe them. We have to respect the masjid. Masjid is not a place to chat here. Either Quran or dua or salat or sometimes education. But keep the dunya outside of the masjid. Once you enter the masjid, it's mustahab. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our imams to greet the masjid with two rak'ah. Tahiyyatul masjid. Tahiyyatul masjid. As soon as you enter the masjid, before doing anything, immediately stand. Greet the masjid. Greet the house of Allah. The masjid should be clean. The masjid should be a safe haven for some people who have a broken heart. They are confused. They come to the mosque. They find the happiness. They find real peace, real serenity. This is the house of God. Keep it away from politics. Keep it away from conflicts. This is why don't put pictures in the mosque. Don't put pictures. It's makruh. Because you have, and the masjid has to be simple also. The masjid should not be heavily decorated. Heavily decorated. I'm choosing my words with care. Why? Because it has to remind me of God. I'm not in a museum. Museum is a museum. Okay? Banquet hall is a banquet hall and a mosque is a mosque. They have to be different. It has to be simple. Clean, beautiful, presentable, but simple. Simple. This is the house of God. And there are many other points I have ahead of me. The other point is al-Sha'air al-Husayniyah. We love Imam Hussein. Who doesn't love Imam Hussein? Who knows about the story of Imam Hussein and does not sympathize with him? Even non-Muslims, they sympathize with Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is a universal leader. He's not a Shia leader. He's not even a leader only for the Muslims. He's a leader for mankind, for the universe, with his revolution, with his islah, with his sacrifice. But we have to consider moderation, i'tidal, when we commemorate Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein does not want me to hit myself with a sword so my head gushes forth with the blood. I'm drenched in my blood. He's not going to get any benefit. Neither his mother Fatima, nor his grandfather Rasulullah. Nor Islam is going to benefit from that. Why should I do that? Imam Hussein wants me to promote his message. The message of peace and justice. The message of humanity. The message of equality. The message to fight oppression. Risalatul Imam al-Hussein is more important. If you want to make him happy, you don't have to hit yourself to make him happy. He doesn't want you to hit yourself. He wants you to hit the oppressor with your stand. Be firm in your faith. Take care of your society. Let's promote the message of Imam Hussein. Sometimes we have excessive things we do. And even our ulama are silent. They don't say anything about it. This is not good. And it is going on and on and on and on and on for many, many generations. And people say, this is the way we keep Imam Hussein alive. No, you are wrong. You keep Imam Hussein alive when you educate the masses. When you inspire them to do justice, to be good to their families, to their parents, to their husbands. When there is less divorce in the community, you keep Imam Hussein alive. When there is less oppression, less exploitation, you keep Imam Hussein alive. Not when you hit yourself. I'm not against Laqmiyah. I do it myself in a moderate way. But don't do more than that. Don't do more than that. We sympathize with Ahlul Bayt with tears because the Prophet, it's in 20 occasions, 20 different occasions before the death of Imam Hussein, 50 years before the death of Imam Hussein, the Prophet wept and cried for Imam Hussein. So it's the sunnah of the Prophet, no doubt about it. Tears are good to clean me, to purify me, to remind me of my leaders and my duty. It's very good, good reminder, but not more than that. Moderation, اعتدال. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس. Practice moderation, not excessiveness, not too much. Too much is bad. It's going to hurt you. You are not going to invite intellectuals to the school of Islam when you show them people jumping up and down, hitting themselves. They say, well, what's this? I am here to find some peace. Sha'air has to be moderate. Sha'air has to be rational. Anything which is irrational, it's not good. Imam Hussein would not accept that. You will hurt him. You are not benefiting him. You are hurting him. You are hurting your religion, your deen, your faith, your madhab, your school of thought. I have a freedom to say this here in America. Some ulama, they don't have a freedom. I'm telling you, even some maraja', they don't dare to say this. But I fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this country. Alhamdulillah, I don't need any government, any support. And I am the servant of Allah and Ahlul Bayt. And I wish I remain for the rest of my time the humble servant of Muhammad wa Al Muhammad. I have a few other points. Inshallah, we will discuss them together. And if you have any suggestion, any comments, any feedback, see me inshallah after the salat. Either write it on a piece of paper or you can share it with me inshallah. I welcome any comments. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم شافي مرضانا. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. وعجل في فرج مولانا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان. Tomorrow Saturday we have the